Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Monday, March 15th, 2010. Rainy, dreary type day here in central Pennsylvania where we live, but we are grateful for God's continued blessings in our lives. Well, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal each weekday is to both encourage and instruct in biblical teaching. Today's lesson is titled Spiritual Downsizing. The scripture text is from James 1, verse 21.
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
Yesterday, a friend shared about the physical weariness she was feeling from the past months of downsizing. Now in their mid-80s, she and her husband had moved from a large farmhouse they've lived in for many years to a much smaller house. Of course, such a move results in the necessity of downsizing furniture, possessions, keepsakes, and so forth.
Well, many of us know how easy it is to accumulate stuff over our lifetime. Stephen, when his mother moved to Pennsylvania to be with us, had a lot of, well, interesting things, at least in her view.
She still kept her baby crib.
Mm-hmm. And yet that finally had to be sold in an auction before she moved to live with us. And it was physically and emotionally exhausting for her.
Well, some people take the accumulation of stuff to a dangerous extreme, which is known as hoarding. In such cases, their living place may be barely usable due to the amount of stuff they keep. In fact, there is a TV program that deals with this problem. The amount of possessions can practically suffocate them, forcing them to make tunnel-like passages between the piles of junk so that they can walk from one end of the room to the other. Well, in reading about this chaotic lifestyle, I feel like a neatnik.
Which he is not.
Thank you.
Just the truth has to be told here. Our scripture today has a phrase essential to any type of downsizing, wherein it says, get rid of. Sometimes we have a hard time getting rid of things. In some cases, they have a sentimental value. In other instances, we reason that, well, it could be useful someday, or perhaps someone else could make use of it. Possibly it's the remnant of being raised by Depression-era parents, and that's certainly not a negative that affects our thinking. And there are some virtues to this form of thriftiness that is very much lacking in our present world of disposable items.
Yeah, we see in our daughter a tendency, probably like so many in her generation, that just treats almost everything as disposable. Well, today's message is not about material things. In regard to spiritual matters, having more is usually better than having less. As I'm preparing the message, I hear Brooksine downstairs memorizing aloud a scripture verse from 2 Peter 1, 5 through 9 that has the phrase, add to, speaking of eight virtuous qualities that the believer is to possess in increasing measure.
But is there a case for downsizing in the spiritual realm? Well, indeed there is. As followers of Christ and as a result of our call to live, and I quote again, the righteous life that God desires.
That's actually verse 20, the verse that immediately precedes our daily verse.
We are to get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, end quote. This is a vivid word picture. James, in effect, says, take off your filthy attitudes and actions or moral defilement, just as you would soiled, smelly garments. The picture is that of a snake that sloughs off its dead skin.
Pastor Stephen Coles writes, and I quote, we all bring baggage from our old way of life over into the Christian life. Usually we're blind to much of it. We don't realize that we're displeasing God by our thoughts, words, or actions. As we begin to read God's word, it convicts us of areas that we didn't even know were sin. When this happens, the receptive heart cleans out that crud of sin and puts on the clean clothes of new life in Christ. If you don't do this, the crud will prevent you from growing as a Christian.
Well, just as we've written about the process of physically downsizing, there's also a process in which the Holy Spirit works in our lives. First, the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins. And I quote from John 16:8, "And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment." So, in other words, our consciences are pricked, which leads us to repent of our sins. Secondly, the Holy Spirit guides us, and I quote from John 16:13, "into all truth." He reveals those areas in our lives where we need to get rid of ungodly thinking, attitudes, and behaviors that dishonor God. And thirdly, the Holy Spirit wants every believer to, and I quote, "humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you," end quote. When we get rid of the detrimental stuff in our life, we make room for that which is helpful and beneficial to our spiritual growth.
Today, let us make a renewed resolve to separate ourselves from the world, then saturate ourselves with the Word.
Let's pray together. Father, as we humbly receive the Word planted in us through your Spirit, we put off the old self. Help us to get rid of anything that stimulates our old way of thinking. Help us to reject that which is detrimental to our spiritual growth and to embrace that which saves us from the evil that is prevalent in our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us for our daily podcast. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, March 15th. We're sharing it about 12:19 in the afternoon here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, as we complete the podcast portion. We do have an active website where we also put up photos and songs that we feel further support the message, and I found a number of songs today that I believe do so, that you may find to be a blessing. And the last song that I found was based on a phrase in the last part of our message. It's an old hymn with a high call for the follower of Christ who desires to live to please the Lord. It's called "I Am Resolved," and there are several others we have up as well. Our main picture today is a picture I took of the snow geese up at the Middle Creek Wildlife Management Area in northern Lancaster County, and you can read some information about that. And actually, if you're curious, I found a Reader's Digest article on this hoarding, which apparently for some people is a real major problem. Well, thank you for joining us today. May God fill your hearts with encouragement, and may God help us all to do the proper type of spiritual downsizing.